President Bush kissed a lot of babies during the campaign. Now that he's making cabinet appointments for his second term, the president is also showing his affection for female members of his new cabinet, like Condoleezza Rice, whom he tapped for Secretary of State.
She displays a commitment to excellence in every aspect of her life, from shaping our strategy in the war on terror to coordinating national security policy across the government, to performing classical music on stage.
After he made that announcement, the president gave Condoleezza Rice a kiss on the cheek. And the next day, he kissed Margaret Spellings as he nominated her to be Secretary of Education.
Margaret Spellings has a special passion for this cause. She believes that every child can learn and that every school can succeed.
Well, all this kissing has drawn attention from a lot of people, including commentator Lori Gottlieb.
His father may have said, "Read my lips," but America seems to be reading, or reading into, George W. Bush's lips instead. Yeah, okay, we've been fighting in Fallujah, but that hasn't kept us from focusing like a bunch of Freudians on the meaning of the president's kisses. Call it the new shock and awe. Is a kiss just a kiss, or is something else going on here? The White House has been, well, tight-lipped, but I'm guessing President Bush would say these public displays of affection were exactly that. Not nookie, just acknowledgement of a job well done. Where I work in the blue state of California, my bosses never kiss me to show their appreciation. Heck, sometimes they don't even give me a raise. I might get a nice email, but it's never signed with XOXO. And I work in Hollywood, as famous for its indecency as its air kisses. But not once have I turned in a strong script and had my boss walk over and snap his lips on both sides of my face. Then again, it's not surprising that the man who described his wife as the lump in the bed next to me is kissing other women. The macho Texan might be hankering to trade in his compassionate conservatism for the more passionate kind. And besides, it's not like the president kisses men. I mean, he didn't pucker up with nominee Alberto Gonzalez or show his appreciation with a big fat kiss after Arnold Schwarzenegger stumped for him in Ohio. Nor did he kiss Rod Page goodbye when he smooched Spellings hello. Come to think of it, Colin Powell didn't get a goodbye kiss either, but I expect he'll write a kiss-and-tell about his experience anyway. Meantime, whoever's next might be advised to turn the other cheek. At least that's what the CDC would recommend. In light of the flu vaccine shortage, they say we should avoid close contact with someone who might be sick, including holding, hugging, and, well, kissing. So if the president plans to keep smooching his female nominees, the least he can do is pull some strings and get them a flu shot.
Lori Gottlieb is the author of the book Stick Figure, A Diary of My Former Self. She lives in Los Angeles.